Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us, everybody. This is Jim Masters. We're live worldwide on CUTV News Radio Live. It is 3 p.m. Eastern here at the Broadcast Center, 9 a.m. Pacific. And it is July 23rd, 2019. It's a Tuesday. We hope you're having a great day. Of course, this show and all of our shows are archived. So if you're listening live and you love the show and the episode and you want to share it with friends and family, you can do that by going into our archives and sharing the link to this broadcast and the entire series we've been having with our very special guest, Dr. Victoria Monlock. And if you've been with us previously and following along, then you know she is a leading expert when it comes to hormones and hormone replacement therapy. She's a patient-centric doctor, which means she's focused on the patient fully and totally and completely. And we've had a riveting, thought-provoking, inspiring, and very engaging series with Dr. Monlock, as we always do. She's one of our favorite guests here on CUTV News Radio Live. And she's an amazing individual, a licensed OBGYN, who cares for her patients in the manner of an internal medicine practitioner. She's taken care of women for over 30 years now, delving into the cause of their hot flashes, mood swings, bone health, fatigue, migraines, autoimmune diseases, fibroids, PCOS, endometriosis, and other health conditions tied to the hormone system. And she has not really only just found answers, but she has become a leading authority on the subject. And she has written two books focused on what women go through hormonally: Blossoming, A Mother-Daughter Guide, all about myths and truths surrounding adolescent women's health, as well as Full Bloom, Perimenopause, Menopause, and Beyond, geared to women in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. And she says it all helps us understand both sides of the equation. Dr. Monlock has won numerous awards, including Top Medical Director, and her leading-edge treatment and brave defense of women's health has been recognized across the country and worldwide. Her website, to learn more about her books, which you can get through the website as well as Amazon, is Victoria J. Monlock. That's a spell that for you quickly. MONDLOCHMDSC.com. Victoria J. Monlock, MDSC.com. Mentioning it at the top of the show, we'll mention it at the end of the show as well as a reminder for you. It's filled with incredible information that's updated, so I encourage you to go to Dr. Victoria Monlock's website and connect with her further there, no matter where you live, because she has people she works with, not just where she's based in Wisconsin, but all around the country and beyond. We're talking a little bit more about the relationship between hormones and various medical issues on the show today, and then step in a little bit further, possibly into the science behind hormone therapy. But first, let's welcome our very special guest as we continue our series together, Dr. Victoria Monlock, to CUTV News Radio. Dr. Monlock, always a pleasure to have you with us, and I know you're so busy. So when you get a chance to take that 30 minutes of your time away for us, we really do appreciate it. So thanks for joining us on the show today, and welcome back.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be back. Is this connection okay? Are you hearing me okay?
You sound really clear as a bell, and it almost sounds like you're standing 5 feet from me with a good cup of coffee.
Oh, excellent. Well, that I do have. So thank you for that.
Yes. You and me both. That's right. It's around that time of
day.
There
you go.
Let's talk, if we can, about how. Now, this is really fascinating. And everything you describe is a learning experience for us all. And it's fascinating. And the way that you describe everything in layman's terms and you really break it down for us is truly beneficial to us all and always a pleasure to hear. So if we can, let's kick things off by maybe talking about how the internal hormones system actually communicate with one another. I heard this could actually affect things like thyroid activity and more. Tell us a little bit about that, doctor.
Well, the one thing that Western medicine does really, really well is it can take a diagnosis and it can say, I have a medicine for that. But when you really think about the foundation of what our wellness is, what it breaks down to are the four hormonal systems. And those are the what I like to call the four legs of our hormone chair. Or another analogy is they're the four corners of your basement or of your house. And those four corners are solid, they're square, and if they aren't in balance, then the rest of the house doesn't settle well, and you'll have cracks in your wall, or you'll have windows that don't close well, or doors that don't close well. And if you use the chair analogy, if you don't have four solid legs on your chair and you sit down on that chair, you may end up on the floor because it's not a solid four legs of the four hormone groups that are the basic foundation of your health. So what I like to do then is to define those four hormone groups, because everybody listening is going, well, my doctor keeps an eye on my blood work, and so I bet my doc does those labs too. Well, I'm going to challenge everyone listening to write these four down and then ask yourself, look back at your labs and find out if you've had these labs done. And I'm going to wonder if even 20% of our listenership has had these labs done. Okay? Leg number one, are your female and male hormone levels. So that's for women, your estradiol and progesterone, including your total and free testosterone. For men, your total and free testosterone. So that's leg number one. And I have patients that I meet that in their entire lifetime, they have never had their hormone levels checked. And to me, I just shake my head and I wonder, wow, how can a specialist in women's health or a specialist in men's health not even know what their patient's hormone levels are or where they fit on the graph of where they should be? Or are their levels age appropriate or not, or in balance or out of balance? And isn't that crazy? Every other specialty in medicine will tell you that they check your levels, they monitor any medication you may need to be on based upon something scientific like levels. So how do we manage women's health? Well, nobody's checking levels, so I guess it's by symptom? Well, how well is that working for most women out there? I'm going to guess not very well. And that's what I see in my practice. Now, what women will hear back from their doctor is, well, your levels change month to month, so it's too hard to follow. Well, I counter that argument with there are variations of where you may be month to month, but you still will fit along an age-appropriate curve within a plus-minus range. So if you don't fit or even come close to where you should be age-appropriate and you have symptoms, now we have science behind what's potentially wrong or how it is out of balance and how we can put it back into balance. Simple concept, we follow it for every other area of medicine. So guys, I'm not going to forget about you. Many a time you come into my office, you have fatigue out of proportion to where you should feel your energy level would be. You're not sleeping through the night. You're actually not even falling asleep. and you actually may have moodiness, and you wonder sometimes if you have PMS for men, but really, you're never going to say that out loud, right? So what could that be? Well, what if your testosterone is too low? What most men are never told is that from age 20 on, there is a 2% per year decline in testosterone. So that approximately by age, and I'll just give you an approximate as I grab from my graph here, is that when men reach approximately age 50, they're still going to expect to have a 55th percentile of testosterone on board. Do you know how many 50-year-olds I see that their levels are in the 15th or 20th percentile of normal? Those are levels of a 90-year-old man.
Yeah.
And that's crazy if you think about it. Yet,
again,
it's scary because nobody's looking. The scariest part is not that it's there. The scariest part is nobody's even looking. And if nobody looks, or what I call the teenage look, you open the closet and say, nope, it's not in here, and you close the closet because you didn't really look. You just pretended to open the door and look. Then you haven't done the patient any favors, and the patient feels discouraged because, wow, they checked me and I'm fine. But really, did they check you? Did they do your levels? And did they put you up against the curve to tell you if your numbers are just, quote, in normal range, or, quote, are you age inappropriate, which means did you fit on the graph where you should be for your age? Again, I'm going to make a statement that's going to surprise every man listening, is that at age 100, we still expect 20th percentile levels of testosterone. Wow. Wow.
That is.
That sounds normal range if you just look at a range. Correct?
Yeah.
Crazy, isn't it? Right.
It really is.
So that, so that's one leg of your chair are your female-male hormones. And women, you make testosterone too. And the last thing that we want is that your testosterone levels are higher than your female levels. That's a completely separate condition called polycystic ovaries, but that happens. And so how do you know? Unless you check the levels. It's an amazing concept, isn't it? Wow, we can
really
be scientific. Yeah, but nobody does it. It's crazy. And it's because if science and doctors don't get taught this in medical school and they're too busy to learn it on their own, then it's something that if I didn't learn it, it must not be important enough for me to know. Well, I challenge that concept. I challenge that, and that's why I'm writing these books, because I want this information out there. So that's just the first leg. Woohoo, we have three more to go. So now we're on to the second leg, or the second cornerstone of your house. That's your thyroid. Now, everybody out there listening is going to go, oh, my doc checks my thyroid. That's my TSH, my thyroid stimulating hormone that comes from your pituitary and tells your thyroid, that gland that gives your body your metabolism, the speed at which your body works, that TSH tells you if it's working well or not working well. But I'm going to, again, challenge the concept of, do you only get a TSH checked, or do you get a thyroid panel checked, which includes a free T3 that goes to your muscles and a free T4 that supports your thyroid gland? And if once in a while, do you get your thyroid antibodies checked? Because if you don't, how do you know your immune system is not going on the attack and attacking your thyroid proteins? You don't. Again, if you never look, you'll never know. So my challenge is look at your last blood testing, and even and especially if you're on thyroid medication, check to see what was looked at. If it's just a TSH, you are being underserviced. You are not having the appropriate labs looked at. What you need is the panel, including the free T3, including the free T4, with your TSH. That's the panel, all three tests. And then once in a while, make sure your immune system is not attacking those proteins and check the thyroglobulin and thyroperoxidase antibodies, the two thyroid antibodies, because that spikes, especially in women, when there is a loss of female estradiol in their body. And you may sit there and think, well, I haven't had a drop of estradiol in my body, but every single menopausal woman has. That's right. So every menopausal woman is at risk for their immune system to suddenly look at their thyroid as making antibody or as making protein that they don't like, and they'll attack it. All of a sudden, you have a thyroid problem, you're growing a larger gland in your neck like a goiter, and you're having gluten sensitivity, and you're having all sorts of issues with weight gain you can't get on top of, and maybe even hair loss, and it's going to mimic menopause. But unless you look for these antibodies, you won't realize it's thyroid. Holy cow. Really? So you see how these two look so similar, but yet they're different organ systems. They're different hormonal systems. The first leg was your sex hormones. The second leg is your thyroid. So isn't that crazy?
It is. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
That's amazing.
So, right. So that's now just two legs on your chair. Okay. Now, the third leg is your cortisol. And I prefer to check a morning cortisol or an AM cortisol. And you say, well, cortisol is what organ system? It's your adrenal, and your adrenal sits above your kidneys, and it's a tiny, tiny organ in your body, but it's hugely important because it helps you control your stress. Well, golly gee, who's got stress, right? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you say, what kind of stress? Just physical stress? No. Also any emotional stress. Any financial stress. Stress wears many hats, and stress realizes itself in many, many ways, but your tiny little adrenal gland will make cortisol to follow your circadian rhythm to help you manage your stress. So that's your AM cortisol level. So that level, if it's too elevated, is stress, and it responds wondrously to a methylated vitamin B complex. And you go, vitamins? Wow, I take vitamins every day. I must be taking the right ones. Well, I challenge you, look at your B vitamins. And if it does not say methyl, M-E-T-H-Y-L, for the folate or for the B12, then they are not the best B vitamins. What you need are the methyl, M-E-T-H-Y-L. And the methyl is important because I want you to imagine that that's the garbage truck of your body. Now, let me give you the story behind that. Everybody has their once a week garbage collection, correct? So we dutifully take our garbage every day, put it outside in the garbage receptacle, and at the end of the week, we wheel that receptacle out for the garbage company to come around and pick up. So in our neck of the woods, we wheel it out to the end of the driveway. Well, what happens when the garbage truck doesn't come? Now you've got to keep filling it. Well, okay, that might work for a week. What if the garbage truck still doesn't come? Now you're overflowing. Now you've got raccoons. Now you've got the neighbors calling pest control on you. And now the city's calling you, going, clean up your mess.
Right.
Well, this is going on in your body. So unless you can clear all of the free radicals and the incomplete combustion particles from chemical reactions in your body, unless you can clear that with your garbage truck, your methylfolate and your methyl B12, all of that garbage accumulates. And they're the raccoons that are running around your body ravaging everything because you're not clearing it. Interesting, isn't it? Now, when that level goes too low, then that's adrenal fatigue or distress. Now, that one can be tougher because that means your adrenal is basically burning out. You're overutilizing it, and it cannot catch up. So let me give you a very real example of adrenal fatigue, okay? This particular patient was a recent college graduate, and she was a clean desk girl. So finished with a technical degree, went into a very technical job, and in her department were, let's just say, six technical people of her same caliber. Well, the job was pretty taxing, and over the course of her first year and a half on the job, two people in the department quit, which meant their work got dispersed onto everybody's desk. But she was low man on the totem pole, so guess which desk those extra jobs landed on? Hers. Well, she's a clean desk girl. So guess what happened? She would stay late. She would go in on Saturdays because she wanted her desk clean on Monday morning. Her boss came to expect that. So when her fiance put his foot down and said, enough, you're on salary, girl. You don't do that. You're not getting paid for all this overtime. So it'll still be there Monday morning. Well, then her boss came down on her. What's the problem? You used to always have a clean desk. What's the problem? And she was too low on the totem pole to feel she could adequately give the answer she wanted to give. So she internalized this. And it started wearing away on her to the point where she forgot what day of the week it was. She forgot what month of the year it was. She packed a bag to go on vacation that wasn't happening for four more months, insisted that morning that her fiance pack his bag. We're going to be late for the airport. And no, sweetheart, we're not leaving until August. This is April. No, we're going to be late for the, it's right now, I've got the tickets in my, we've got to go, come on, we got to go. And he finally had to sit her down, and she still didn't grasp that she was off. And he brought her into my office, and he said, there's something really not right here. And she couldn't focus. She was like a cat that was caught in a cage trying to frantically work her way out. And it was of such a low cortisol level that we actually had psychiatric overlay, and she needed a temporary admission to a psych hospital to help her sort things out. And you'd think, wow, well, I'll never let something get that bad. But you don't know it's getting that bad. And that adrenal fatigue can also have hair loss, can also have insomnia, can also have PMS symptoms. So now, which arm is it? Which leg of the chair is it? Is it thyroid? Can sound just like thyroid. Is it hormone loss? Sounds just like low female hormone, low testosterone, or is it cortisol? Wow, how do you know unless you look? So those are our first three legs. Now comes the fourth leg. That leg is insulin. And you go, insulin, come on, that's only for diabetics and how you handle blood sugar. How is that a hormone? Well, if your blood sugar is out of whack and you're stressing your pancreas that you're either making too much insulin, insulin resistance, or you are making so little because you burned out what your pancreas can make and it is making not enough that now you need to take either oral medication or, worse yet, injectable insulin. And those symptoms of insulin resistance and diabetes can mimic everything going on as everything you've described above. So let's say now that you've checked all four of these legs and you're off on your female male and your thyroid is a little bit off, your cortisol is a little bit off, and you're pre-diabetic. You sit down on that chair and all four legs are shaky and you just landed on the floor. But I've got news for you. If your doctor only checked your blood count and your electrolytes and your kidney function and liver function and your cholesterol panel, he's going to tell you, you look great. I don't know what's going on, but you look really good on paper. Well, I don't know what paper he's using, but he didn't look deep enough. They didn't check the four basic hormone groups, because if any one of those groups is stressed, the others can have a stress pattern that it looks kind of okay, but you're pushing the thyroid like a sibling to stand up for the female male hormones that are in trouble. Or you're forcing the cortisol, the adrenals, to stand up and take over because the thyroid is off. So they're all like brothers and sisters, these hormone groups. And that's what a foundational group of chemistries will do in your body. If one hormone group is off, the other three try to come to the rescue. And now you're going to push that next hormone system into trouble to push another one to come to the rescue. And all of a sudden, all four are so stressed that you just fell on the ground. So I ask you to look back at your labs, see what has been checked and what has not been checked, and get the rest of your foundational hormone levels checked.
It's really important. Everything that you're sharing with us is so vitally important. And all these different symptoms and responses and conditions and issues that people go through, not realizing that it can potentially be as a result of these hormone issues, is really riveting. And we always thank you very much, Dr. Monlock, for enlightening us all on it and then giving us the tools we need to make our lives, you know, more healthy and balanced and well and happy as a result of all of your efforts and all of your work. I encourage folks to make connection with Dr. Victoria Monlock. Go to the website, victoriaj, MondLoc, that's MONDLOCH, MDSC.com. Connect with her. She's extraordinary. She's also very affable and empathetic to your concerns and your needs. And she values the relationship between herself and her patients. And she's a trusted source of resource and information and of help. Dr. Monlock, thank you very much for joining us on the show. Another quick half hour. Hopefully we'll get a chance to explore some more, maybe even have some testimonials on the air down the line, talking about their wonderful experiences as well with you. But thanks for being with us on this episode. Once again, filled with vital information that really benefits all of our lives. So we thank you for that.
You're so very welcome. A pleasure.
You have a wonderful day. Keep up the amazing work that you're doing, Doctor, and we'll chat again real soon. Again, I encourage you, no matter where you live, you don't have to be in Wisconsin, to connect with Dr. Monlock, Victoria J. Monlock, MDSC.com, for series exclusively right here on CU TV News Radio Live. Thank you for being with us as well. Stay tuned. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another great episode, another great topic and guest right here on CU TV News Radio Live. For our entire team, once again, Jim Masters, take care, bye for now, and we'll talk again soon on CU TV News Radio Live.
You've been listening to CU TV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CU TV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.